only be tuned to WRUV-FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV-FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Are you ready to get outside and enjoy that beautiful Vermont summer with a hike? Well, us too. But before you go, make sure you're protecting against tick bites and the illnesses they can spread. According to the Vermont Department of Health, the best way to treat tick bite illnesses is to prevent the tick bites in the first place. You can take 4 easy tick prevention steps this summer. Number 1, avoid places ticks live, like brushy or wooded areas with tall grasses or shrubs. 2, wear protective clothing like pants, long sleeve shirts, or long socks. 3, use insect repellent. 4, if you have a pet joining you outside, talk to your vet about tick prevention products and make sure to check for ticks on them and you after any outdoor adventures. This message has been brought to you by your nature-loving and tick-smart DJs here at WRUV-FM Burlington.
Hello, everyone. This is DJ Veranova, and you're listening to Funky Side Up. It is now 7:02. Super excited to share some more world funk music with you guys. Lots of Italian and Brazilian artists I have here. But yeah, I hope everyone is doing okay. I know we're in like the last stretch of the semester. I know I'm definitely feeling it. Oh my god, last night I slept at 8 p.m. by accident, and I was going to go to like the gym and stuff. But it's okay. We can't have wins every day. but I did get a lot of sleep, even though I still feel very exhausted. I probably got like 10 hours of sleep, which is like 4 more hours than usual, but it's okay. Anyways, let's start off today with a song called La Formi by Bianca.
J'essayais en même temps de penser que la vie n'est pas de chien. Au moment du désespoir où je les enfuis, je me retrouve face à 5 individus qui venaient de casser ma porte. Ils font toute la pièce en hurlant comme des indiens. Et le gros monstre avec la crête me dit: j'éclate de rire et pan, je suis par terre.
Tout. même chose la semaine dernière avec 7 portoricains.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. We just listened to I Just Can't Wait by Mandy Smith. We also heard Kachu by Pellegrino and Zoidiaco, I think is how you pronounce it. Zoidiaco, yeah. And, of course, the first song was Love For Me by Bianca. Lots of cool, funky stuff, guys. All right, it is now 7:19. I'm just going to check in with you guys. Like, I know it's a really rough part of the semester. I know there's lots of exams and final projects coming up, lots of studying, lots of shuffling around campus. I know I'm definitely experiencing that right now. But, yeah, I'm also going to do a shameless plug. If you are free anywhere from 10 to 12 today, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Me along with some of my peers are hosting a care fair in the John Dewey Lounge in the Old Mill Building. There's going to be some free snacks, free drinks. There's going to be lots of resources for you mentally, academically, professionally, financially. So if you need a little assistance or support, or just want to hang out in a safe space, please join us. Again, that is the care fair in John Dewey Lounge from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the Old Mill Building, third floor. Yeah, I would love to see some of you guys there. And you're going to see me standing there in my bright yellow shirt. I'll be like a traffic cone. You can't miss me. Anyways, I hope some of you are considering going. It's going to be a fun time. And I'm in charge of the music, so you know it's going to be good. All right. Anyways, sorry, I'm getting so sidetracked here. That's kind of what I do when I'm like half exhausted is just yap and yap and yap because that's all I can do to stay awake. If I stop yapping, I will fall asleep here, at the station. So I don't think you guys would want that. Okay. Next song is Can We Go by, it is Benar Mikuku by Traffic Jam, an Indonesian funk band. So let's hear it.
Terlarut kelabu, hanya ada keraguan di dalam kalbu. Kasih apa kau benar milikku?
Hal yang tak jua usai, raga ini sungguh ruai. Kamu yang buatku berandai-andai. Kasih apa kita benar telah usai? Makin jauh, tak ada lagi binar di matamu. Kasih apa kau benar-benar milikku? Ku cari cara lupakan semua. Ku susun kata, ku bertanya, apa kau benar? Cara, lupakan.
semua khusus singkat.
All right, we just listened to Can We Go by Electric Mind. And then the song before that was Bernard Miliklou, I think is how you pronounce it, by Traffic Jam. All right, guys, it is 7:30, so you know what time it is. It's time for me to read you some weather and news. Weather today, okay, can we talk about how it full-on snowed on Monday? That was insane. I could not believe my eyes when I woke up in the morning and saw snow on the ground. It was very disheartening, but I'm glad it melted very quickly. Anyways, we're not talking about Monday. We're talking about today. Today, Wednesday, April 22nd. All right. It is right now 45 degrees and cloudy. Feels like 39. It's supposed to warm up until, like, around the afternoon, around, like, 3 or 4 to 55 degrees. So it's not terrible. We've had worse days in the month of April, like that Monday when we had snow and it was freezing. I still can't get over that. That's insane. But the rest of the week looks actually pretty nice. Looks like it's going to be partly sunny for the rest of the week until Monday. And then on Tuesday, just rains and rains and rains. But that is spring. It's just rain and rain and rain. Anyways, for some news for you guys, I took this off of the Vermont Cynic. So at the University of Vermont, climate change is no longer just a topic in science class. It's becoming a central part of how students learn across campus. A recent article from the Vermont Cynic explains how UVM is expanding environmental education to reflect the growing urgency of the climate crisis. Programs like the Rubenstein School of Environment and Natural Resources are leading the way, but climate-focused topics are also being integrated into a wider range of courses. Faculty says this shift is driven by real changes happening right here in Vermont. Rising temperatures and shifting weather patterns are already impacting agriculture, increasing flooding risks, and even affecting the state's iconic fall foliage season. And that can't happen, guys. We need to lock in to protect the fall foliage, because that is the most beautiful thing that occurs here. Quite a unique sight for our region of the country, you know? In response, UVM is introducing new courses that go beyond just the science. Students are also learning how to communicate about climate change, an important skill as communities look for ways to respond and adapt. Professors emphasize that understanding the issue isn't enough. The goal is to give students the tools to think critically, engage with their communities, and develop real-world solutions. There's also a lot of students who are disheartened or have share their despair over climate change. Of course, if you are studying environmental science or something in a familiar field, of course you're going to be disheartened by the state of the climate right now or environmental health. But these new courses and new discussions are going to allow students to discuss their feelings towards the change in climate crisis right now, which I think is very, very beneficial for students. Anyways, yeah, that's a cool new thing that UVM Rubenstein School is doing. But yeah, how are you guys doing? I know it's hard. I know it's a hard part of the semester. Again, I'm going to plug that event that I'm doing again, the CAS Care Fair in John Dewey Lounge in third floor of Old Mill Building from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. I will be there in a bright yellow shirt. You should come up and talk to me. I'll be wearing a bright yellow shirt, and I'm the one with the big poofy bangs because I just got a haircut 2 weeks ago. But yeah, I hope you guys are there. There's going to be lots of fun stuff, free food, free drinks, lots of cool resources that are there to support you. All right, let's move on with the music, because I still have quite a bit that I realize that I may not have time for all of them, but I'll choose the best ones, don't worry. Next with Stop Your Life by Igo. Let's get it.
and you young. Tonight is night for you. Give me this pleasure. I've only one night to do it. So now I'll tell you what I'll give me to you.
Stop the light. from all your troubles. With just can you react your time? Don't tell me that you really can.
Okay.
All right, that was Love Tunnel by Julie Wild. And we also heard Kvark Disco Club. All right, guys, it is 7:47, so I only have time for one more song for you, and then I'm going to read a quick PSA. But again, thank you guys for listening. I'm DJ Veranova, and you're listening to Funky Side Up. You can catch me every week. I think I'm going to be playing here over the summer, so that'll be fun. Probably a different time than this time, but I'll let you guys know. But again, I'll be here next week on Wednesday from 7 to 8 a.m. But yeah, I have one more song for you guys, which is called Moonchild by Captain Sky. So let's not waste any time and play it. Let's go. All right, and that was Moonchild by Captain Sky. Very cool song. Trust me, guys, I know what I'm doing here. Again, I'm going to plug in my event today again, the Cass Care Fair in John Dewey Lounge in the Old Mill Building, third floor, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you can make it, please be there. There's going to be snacks and drinks and awesome services for you to look at to support you during this final stretch of the semester, either mentally, financially, academically, professionally, all of that fun stuff. All right, I have a quick PSA for you. Ready to get outside and enjoy that beautiful Vermont summer with a hike? Us too. But before you go, make sure you're protecting against tick bites and the illness they can spread. According to the Vermont Department of Health, the best way to prevent tick bite illness is to prevent tick bites in the first place. You can take four easy tick prevention steps this summer. Number one, avoid places ticks live, like brushy or wooded areas with tall grasses or shrubs. Number two, wear protective clothing like pants, long sleeve shirts, or long socks. Number three, use insect repellent. Number four, if you have a pet joining you outside, talk to your vet about tick prevention products and make sure to check ticks on them and you after any outdoor adventures. This message brought to you by your nature-loving and tick-smart DJs at WRUV FM Burlington. That is super important. I'm actually planning on going on a quick hike to Mount Philo on Saturday. I'm super excited. I've been itching to go hiking since the sun has been poking out and the snow is gone. But yeah, hopefully nothing bad happens with the weather because the weather forecast has been kind of unreliable. So I hope it doesn't rain or hope it doesn't snow like it snowed on Monday. That was crazy. I still can't get over that. Anyways, it is about time for me to go. So I am DJ Veranova, if you haven't caught that and you were listening to Funky Side Up. You can catch me again next week on Wednesday from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Bye, y'all.
Without you. All right, good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. The time is 8 o'clock, basically, and you are listening to DJ Io. So, let's get right into our set today because I have a lot of great music. Like, gonna start off a little bit more alt-pop and then kind of move more into some guitar-based music by the end of the show. So,